But the roof laid out of those dimensions, Shingles, was a beautiful roof.
I bet it was. These were all the same dimensions.
They was all the same dimension.
Oh, boy.
And they was all 6-inch shingles, just narrow shingles like that.
I bet they were like iron, too.
Oh, yes. And they made a beautiful roof. That is, if you was a carpenter enough to get them straight. You got to lay a roof. You got to lay it straight. You got to lay so much to the weather and lay it straight.
Did you have anything down at the edge of the roof to take off the water?
Well, very few houses. Of course, now our house, when we built our better house, it was gutted because we had a cistern. Mm-hmm. You see, some of the water through here was not too good, and most of it, all of it, was hard. Mm-hmm. Well, there were a lot of people build cisterns. And then, of course, the houses were guttered, and the water run into this cistern, see.
Now, you say guttered, that means they have what?
They're just regular metal guttering on them, see.
Uh-huh.
Oh, some of them, once in a while, would use just a board up there, you know, make it out of wood, but by the time we got to use the cisterns, you could get metal guttering.
Uh-huh.
And you could run that water then down into your, where you purified it, through the charcoal and down into your cistern.
Yeah, I remember as a kid, I've been to a number of houses that had cisterns, and we never had a filter.
Well, it's good to have a filter on the side of them. You see, you take a whole, get a thing about the size of a 55-gallon drum.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fill it up with charcoal.
Mm-hmm. Make your own, or?
Well, you could usually have to buy it. It'd be too much trouble to make it, see.
Mm-hmm.
Then your water comes in to this side,
mm-hmm.
goes down through this, and up and out the other side into the cistern, see.
Mm-hmm.
So it hadn't filtered all the way through there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that took the bird nests out of it and stuff like that.
We always had a little lever. You'd let it rain a while, then go out and
yeah,
the lever.
Yeah, we had that too. We had that little effort to, if we was around there, why we'd all let some of them run out on the ground first in order to wash out the gutters and get the dirt out.
Yeah, take care of the bird's nests.
Yeah.
And you mentioned a drum. Is that what you used?
Well, it was like the same thing as a drum. It was just a, made out of sheet iron. It was just a one to half made, you know, to had a lid over the top of it so cheap.
It wasn't a wooden barrel.
No, we didn't use a wooden barrel. Could have used a wooden barrel, you could have, all right, but been a little harder to attach your pipes off to, see.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned that you had a smokehouse. Did you have other outbuildings?
Oh, and we had a good big chicken house, and we had a barn that was a good size, machine shed all the way down one side of it.
Hmm.
And then we had a big hay barn in the down in the feedlot. It had a shed on it for protection of cattle in the wintertime, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we had hog houses. And a shop. We always had a good blacksmith shop on the place.
Now, you mentioned a shed. Was this always attached?
Attached and open at one end, see.
Uh-huh. Now, what did you call the outdoor toilet?
Oh, we just called it. You better not put it on there.
That doesn't make any difference. I asked this to everybody.
Well, they didn't call them chick sales in those days. They just called them outhouses.
I know one man who called it the Stinking John.
Yeah.
No, Stinking Tom. Not the old Stinking Tom.
Well, they had all kinds of names for them.
Well, I'm trying to find out some of these names now that the thing is about out of existence.
Most of them called them backhouse or outhouse.
Uh-huh. That was a common term.
Have to go down to the back house, you know.
Uh-huh.